Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. So if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. My name is Stephen Piazza, and I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm a Christian recording artist, and that's pretty much what I do for a living. I do some ride sharing. But yeah, I was in the casino business for a while as a dealer, and but now I'm just kind of doing my own thing and recording music, and I got a patent that we're going to talk about a little bit here. So that's kind of what I've been doing.
Awesome. So yeah, let's just get into dive into the patent. So can you just tell us more about that idea, really just how you came up with it and just the use cases for it?
Yeah, sure. So I was in the casino business for about 15 years, and I was dealing a blackjack game one day, and a customer had walked up to me. It looked like the person had not showered in a while, and they were very dirty looking. And when they walked up, they took out what I found out to be a $20 bill out of their back pocket that was all crumpled up. And when I went to touch it, it was wet. So I immediately called my floor over for some hand sanitizer. And I wasn't really thinking of how it might have made the customer feel, probably pretty crappy, right? But I just knew I wanted some hand sanitizer on my hand. So they brought some over, and anyhow, the exchange with the customer, they eventually left. And I was thinking, why don't we have hand sanitizer on every table in this casino? And now this was pre-COVID also. So I went home and I started thinking about how can we have some hand sanitizer on the table without it being an eyesore just sitting right there. And so I came up with this idea, and I went to InventHelp, and they kind of told me what they can do for me, but they also wanted 14 grand and I just didn't have it. So I said, nah, I'm just going to wait. And about 4 months later, I mean, I can't make this stuff up. 4 months later, COVID hit and the world basically shut down, and everybody was wanting hand sanitizer. And I'm like, I'm such an idiot. Why didn't I, you know, take this and run? So that was a wake up call. So I invented a patent, which is it's a suspension. I got the patent right here. I'm going to get the name of it, but it's a suspension hand sanitizer holder. And what it does is it clamps on to the end of a table or a desk, and it holds the hand sanitizer bottle below, so it's not seen. But yeah, if you need to use it, you can still say sanitized. And it can be used in a casino, could be used at banks. When you walk up to a teller at a bank, you know, they have hand sanitizer on their end, but the customer doesn't have anything. And if they do, it's sitting right there on the ledge. So why not have it a little bit below out of the work area? And then I thought, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you eat, you get your hands all greasy. The first thing you want to do is go wash your hands before you leave. Why don't we have a little hand sanitizer ball underneath the table? It's out of the way. Nobody sees it, but yet pop a hand sanitizer before we walk out the door, and then we're all set. So it looks like my internet is a little unstable. I'm not sure if you caught all that, but so yeah, that's the, why don't I go ahead and license the product? And so that's what I'm looking to do. I'm going to be working with a gentleman from Chicago, and he's got 15 patents himself. And so he's going to help me kind of meet the right people. And being on your podcast, if someone hears of a great way, you know, to get this patent in front of the right people, I'm all ears, and I'll leave my contact in the messages, or we could, you know, discuss that at a later time.
For sure. So I guess in terms of the product itself, do you have like a prototype?
Sure. Yeah. So I have several variations of the prototype. This is one variation. This is a clamp. You can move this little thing down and up, and then this will clamp to the table. This secures the clamp to the table. And then you have your bottle of hand sanitizer here, and it just slides right onto that.
Oh, wow.
So kind of see. And now this is also a 360. It rotates all the way around. So you can, the user can place it at any desired position, and then you just screw it tight, and then it'll stay in place. In order to put this thing on, you just go ahead and unscrew the cap, take this off, and then you could see the forks slide right off. In the patent, the way it was written itself, this is more of a clamp, a spring clamp. It just clamps on. The way the patent was written, it's very broad, so I have a lot of different ways I can use the device. I also have there's not this part. This just goes underneath the table and then you screw it to the table. So then it just sits under the table and then you have your hand sanitizer there. So it can be used in many different fashions. And it's kind of a neat thing. Now, I've gone to several different casinos as a customer just to sit down and play blackjack. And I don't drink anymore, but if I had my beer right here, the hand sanitizer bottle is like right next to my beer. Just doesn't look very professional. It's kind of an eyesore. So there's not something like this in all these casinos that I've been to. And that's a huge marketing or a huge market that, you know, if I get into one, you know, the sky's the limit. And they're all over the world, the casinos. And then there's also different markets that I want to target, as I talked about the banks and the restaurants. So it could be really big. And COVID-19 is not the last pestilence we are going to see. I mean, pestilence, plagues, viruses, they've been going on since the beginning of time. And as much as I don't want to see another one, unfortunately, we are going to. And people just want to stay sanitized.
Right, for sure. So I guess in terms of the casinos and banks, have you spoken to any of the business leaders? Like, do you think that, you know, it's something that, like, you know, they would have an interest in? I guess, like, what has been your process so far in terms of getting this patent out there?
Right. And so right now I'm about to work with a gentleman from Chicago who has 15 patents, and he kind of knows how to go about this. I've basically done the footwork of getting a 3D printer and printing this prototype, which was a headache in itself. Anyone right. who's built the prototype, it's just a challenge. And I mean, there were several days I wanted to throw the 3D printer through the window. It's frustrating, but I got it done and I got the patent done. I took an entrepreneur class. So I did all the things that I knew how to do myself. And now it's all about network. Now I need to network with the right people and get this great idea, this great patent into the right people's hands who can take it to the next level. And that's why I'm speaking with you. And thank you again for having me on and reaching out. I really appreciate it.
For sure. So essentially your strategy is that you're going to, you know, partner with somebody in Chicago who's, as you said earlier, right, this person has, you know, 15 patents. Mm-hmm. They have the knowledge, you know, wherewithal, I guess, with the go-to-market strategy mm-hmm. to help make it as effective as possible.
Yes. And LinkedIn is also another great tool to use. So, and again, if someone on this platform sees this podcast and has an idea or knows someone, you know, I'll leave my contact in the messages below. But I'm just looking to, I think it's a great idea. It's a great patent. There's nothing out there like it, and it could really help us stay safe and sanitized as we go through our work day and our pleasure day throughout, you know, the week.
So essentially, you know, would the product be able to clip onto a current table? Mm-hmm. Or would they have to kind of like, I don't want to use the word reconstruct, but I think it's like, you know, make some updates that, like, I don't know, I guess like if you go to a current casino now, how would they be able to install it in a good and easy manner?
So that's a great question. I worked with a casino in Los Angeles called the Hustler Club, and I went down, gave him my pitch, and I said, hey, I'm making this prototype, and I was wondering if you don't mind me putting this prototype in here just to kind of see how it works. You know, I can make adjustments before I go, you know, public with it. And they were very generous. I also did the casino that I was working at, Lotus Casino in Sacramento, California. So I had two casinos where I could say, okay, yeah, tables are different sizes, right? Thicker, thinner. And what kind of clamp is going to work? Because the first clamp I had was a failure big time. And so I kind of worked through process of which one is going to work. And again, like I said, suspension assembly is the patent. It's written up as a spring clamp, but there's different variations. I have a clamp that screws up. There's also one that will mount to the table. But the idea is to have a sanitizer bottle that's suspended from the table. So it's out of sight, out of mind, or it's not out of mind, but it's out of the workspace. So people can work freely and get their job done, but still stay sanitized.
So when you went to these casinos and you sort of tested it out, what was the reaction from the executives? Is this something that they felt like could add value for their business? Like, you know, is it something that they would pay for? Like, what kind of, you know, responses did they give you when you share this prototype?
Sure. It's been nothing but good feedback. And it's horrible to say that COVID-19 actually helped sell the product because, you know, businesses were shutting down. Hand sanitizer was at a premium, you know. So the product really sold itself. But I haven't really had any kind of negative feedback. Colleagues in the class, you know, they were all like, well, that's a great idea. My teacher, you know, so I haven't really heard anything negative. And it looks like the internet's going haywire again. But yeah, I've gotten a lot of good feedback, and I was fortunate enough to put it in these two casinos to where I can kind of fix my prototype and get it on the right path.
No, for sure. I mean, that's a good sign, right? If you're going there, if you're able to test it out and iterate it, and ideally, as you said, right, like set it up in these casinos because it does add value to their business. Because, you know, just to your point, you know, you don't want this sitting out on the table and make it like annoying. So I guess when it comes to banks, like you mentioned, that's also kind of like a vertical that you're looking at. Have you tried it out at banks, or have you had discussions with people in the banking sector as well? Or is it more of just like, you know, in the future, this could be possible?
So presentation is everything, right? So in a creative style, going to these people market-wise, that is not my specialty. So I want to make sure I hit them with 100% instead of coming to them with, you know, I don't know exactly how to pitch it the right way to something
Sure.
outside of the casino industry. I'm very familiar with the casino industry, the banking industry, I'm not very familiar with. So that's why I'm getting to with this gentleman from Chicago. And he's going to help me kind of network with the right people so we can make a presentation in the right manner to where it comes across the right way.
Sure. And I'm just curious. So, in terms of the product, do you think that it could potentially be used for other things? Like, I don't know, like, let's just say, like at a school or at the bank, they could have like
Sure.
pens, you know, where they could put
Sure.
like, you know, something else. Like, have you thought about those use cases as well?
So my three target, that's a great question. My three target markets were restaurants, banks, and casinos. And I've talked to a gentleman whose wife worked in food in the kitchen in the food industry. And he said that would be great right there in the kitchen. So when they're walking by, they can just have it. And, you know, like I said, I've got nothing but good feedback. So the sky's the limit on where it could be used. But as far as those three target markets, that's what I found to be most effective. But yeah, it can be used for anything, really.
Right. So what has been your biggest challenge so far in, you know, building this out and starting this business?
The biggest challenge was the prototype. The prototype will make you pull your hair out, and you have to be, I have a picture here, and this is to all the young folks out there. I had a picture of myself signing the contract with InventHelp that helped me get started. And InventHelp is a great tool to have in your back pocket because they will help you along. But I also have a little sign there. I don't know if you can see, but it says, never give up. And I kept looking at that sign on my picture, never give up, when I wanted to pick up the 3D printer and throw it out the window. So that was definitely the hardest time. And you know, it was about 2 year process, maybe a little longer than the 2 year process. And on my last prototype, I'm like, this is the one, this is the one. And then I'd find another flaw. And there was a lot of, I spent over $30,000, you know, creating this. So there's a lot of money that went into it. But at the end of the day, if you have something in your heart that you're passionate about, in your mind that you're passionate about, don't give up, man. Because if you give up, the next guy is going to come along and they're going to take your idea and run with it. So, yeah, just stay the course.
For sure. No, I mean, that's amazing. I mean, just to your point, I think many people do give up, and the fact that, like, as frustrated as you got, like, you just stuck with it, and that's awesome. So, what would you say is like the one biggest thing that you wish you knew before you got started in this whole process?
Well, I would say that as much as I like InventHelp and how much they've helped me, the second time around, now that I know a lot of the things, I could have saved a bunch of money by not using. But again, they are a great company and they do great for people. but I think I would have tried to do it on my own, but I had no clue. I was starting at ground zero. So, but it's a learning experience. Just in life, you do anything, you try and learn from what you did and do better the next time. So
for sure. I mean, it's the same reason why you're partnering with this person in Chicago, because at the end of the day, you know, it's best to work with people who've been there, done that, have proven systems in place that you know is going to save you time and money. Because it's like, if you didn't work with them, imagine how much longer it would have taken you. You would have had all this guesswork of like figuring it out. Like, you don't even know where to start. So I think at the end of the day, I mean, yes, it's expensive, but you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this company. So what would you say is the best way, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, maybe like, you know, like a website or email, LinkedIn, if you can share that?
Yeah, you can reach me at spiazza, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, 76 at gmail.com. That's spiazza, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, 76 at gmail.com. Or you can contact me on my LinkedIn at Stephen Piazza. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's been awesome.
Likewise. Yeah. And thank you so much as well. And we're rooting for you. Hopefully we can chat again next year. And, you know, as this expands and you're able to sell it. And yeah, like, we're looking forward to keeping in touch.
Outstanding. Thank you so much.
That was great. Thanks, Stephen. All right. Bye.